Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I am excited to have a full house in the studio today. I would like to welcome for the first time with us the Gray Schutz marketing team, Andy Gray, co-founder and chief strategy officer, and Brian Lifschitz, co-founder and chief creative officer. Welcome to you too.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. And thank you for getting the name right.
You know what? As soon as I said it out loud, I realized I hadn't asked you ahead of time, but I think I've heard it enough times at Alliances that I got an A+.
It's not a difficult one, but some people have some issues with
it. And I got a little nervous with that last part.
Of course.
As I do every time I mention Gray Schutz as well. But hey, it's internet radio. So even if it wasn't S-H-I-T-Z, we could still say it.
Yeah.
And a whole lot more. But I'm looking at Troy and maybe I shouldn't open that window for it.
Yeah, please don't.
Good idea. Listen, we also have clients of yours in the studio with us today, which is very special and fun. I'd like to welcome as well and introduce you to Troy Sage, founder of Sage & Associates. Welcome, Troy.
Thank you.
And with Troy is Heather Schaefer, a realty partner representing California.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Good. And Troy, you mentioned you're back and forth between Arizona and California.
I am. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. But it's exciting. It's not that far of a trip. And I have family out here. We're gaining momentum thanks to our marketing team here. And I love the people out here. So.
Excellent. Well, I can tell we already love you. You can't see these two. We'll see photos when we do the replay. They'll have the podcast. But for those of you listening live right now, they're in this gorgeous purple. It must be a brand color, I'm guessing. We'll talk about that more. And it was pointed out by Troy that my toenail polish matches. So I'm really happy that I could, you know, represent the brand as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. So let's have a conversation today. Obviously, lots of neat things to cover with Gray Schutz being here, in addition to having clients who are in the process with you around marketing. So let's back up a little bit. And can you first tell us, who is Gray Schutz?
Well, I appreciate that, Karen. We always tell people that we met at a bar. And when we were talking, we got to understand each other a little bit. And then we started playing with his last name, Lifschitz. My last name is Gray. And we kind of started talking about what that means and what our background was. And then, wow, Brian came up with this great idea.
Gray Schutz. So we had an event to get to and we needed some business cards. So I threw together a logo, came up with the name, sent it to Andy. His take on it was he didn't stop laughing for the next couple of days. He loved the idea. I loved the idea. I've always wanted to work with a partner. And specifically, we looked at kind of that legalese aspect and saying, hey, let's put our names together and create something rather than just generic marketing company. So we like to have fun. And you'll hear as we go through this this next hour, some of that fun.
And part of what, while we joke about having met at a bar, the reality is that Brian and I have known each other for several years. And we met at another organization where we got to get to know each other a little bit. And then at one point in that particular nonprofit organization, we got onto the board. And he was president of the board. I was vice president of the board. And we got to understand how we both work well together. And we started talking about marketing and branding. And I look at marketing and branding from a strategic side. He looks at it from a creative side. And we both were looking at each other from a complementary skill standpoint, as well as a gap. I've always wanted a partner. He always wanted a partner in areas that we aren't as skilled in or as capable in terms of, well, I think I'm creative. When Brian tells me I'm not, then I need to listen to him.
I see.
He thinks he's strategic. When I tell him he isn't, he needs to listen to me. And so we just started talking about it. So while we always say that we met at a bar, the reality is that we have spent time over the years getting to know each other, understanding each other, valuing how we think about business. And then he came up with how to combine our names and start thinking about our business going forward.
And taking it to the next level of expanding on what Andy and I have to offer. He does a lot of stuff that I don't do and vice versa. And I wanted to go bigger and, you know, go bigger, go home. And Andy and I are working on that and we're leading the charge and we're heading that way.
Excellent. So we've met through Alliances. I've been a member not quite a year yet. How long have you guys been with alliances?
I've been a member for 4 years, okay. A little over four years. And I've lost track.
So, and I mentioned that. Andy, for you, a little bit less?
2.5 years.
Okay. So I mention it because the first time that I had a chance to get to know you guys and, you know, we get to share who we are and you mentioned the name of the company. I think I told Andy when we were talking about this upcoming segment, I'm like, yeah, the first couple of times I heard the name and I don't have a problem cursing, not a big deal, right? I don't mind hearing it. I don't mind using it. But it was a little like, oh, a little abrupt, right? But that's great. And then it stuck immediately. Like, you're not going to forget Grayshits. It's punchy. And so it has...
We intended that for a reason. That first time that we announced Grayshits at that organization, the founder was a little shy in saying the second part of the name. We got him to say it. But ultimately, we tell a story. We had an individual come up and tell us he hated the name. And he didn't think it was very good. And we said, okay, well, you know, everybody's got their opinion. He came back to us on Tuesday the following week and apologized. Why did he apologize? Because he spent the weekend thinking about our name.
Yes.
Talking about our name.
Yes.
Asking friends and family about the name. Do you like it? What do you think? And he came back and said, everybody loves your name. They all disagree with me. I have now changed my opinion. And the name alone is what's getting people to kind of go, huh? Wait, what? What did you just say? Now, if we were a financial institution, it might be a little off. But for doing marketing and advertising, branding, foundational messaging, which is what we love, it works. And it gets people to turn their heads.
And you came by it honestly, right? So it's not like you went down to the DMV or wherever you go, birth certificate office, and changed your last name to make it fit, right?
Nope.
So that's what I think, right? That's what makes it so fun. Brilliant. You and I had a similar but more mild reaction than David and this other guy you're talking about. Because I said to Andy, I'm like, man, the first time I heard it, I wasn't sure what to make of it, but I'll never forget it. And I know who you are because obviously the way you present yourselves as a team. And so let's get into this conversation around marketing, branding. For a lot of people, it basically means the same thing. Do you see it through that lens as well? Is branding and marketing the same thing?
We see it a little bit different. We know that there is a marketing person on every street corner, as there are financial planners on every street corner, as there are CPAs, et cetera. And so when it wasn't just a matter of how do we combine our names, but how do we make ourselves come out as we understand branding and marketing, but we think about it in a different manner. So we sat down, we were kind of brainstorming, looking at the competitive market, what's going on in the industry, et cetera. And we realized that in today's marketplace, short form, getting your message out quickly enough so that the rest of what you say gets heard, the rest of what you write gets read, the rest of what you show in a video gets seen, has to start with something that's compelling, quick, and to the point.
And that's what you mean by short form.
That's what we mean by short form. There are short form blogs, et cetera, that are 400-600 words. We're talking about how do you get that immediate conversation or message out there so that the rest of what you then say, write, or show gets seen, read, or heard. So we kind of thought about that as a foundation. A messaging foundation that allows us to go further into the development of a whole branding process.
And with the internet the way it is, social media, inundation of information, you're nodding your head right now, Karen, understanding we're all inundated with information, hundreds of newsletters, blogs, posts, social media. What do you read? And so a lot of it comes down what we call, and what is an industry term, emotional marketing or emotive marketing. And how do you get people's emotions involved in what you're trying to say or do to be seen or heard? So we look at it as if we can get those and help our clients get the message out very quickly in a short form, as we trademark short form messaging, then what we're able to do is put together a lot of content to promote this opportunity. And now the same content can be used in a text message, an email, a blog, a post, it doesn't matter.
I'm doing air quotes, elevator speech.
Yeah, you know, people refer to the elevator speech, you know, that's really old school. We don't talk about that, but ultimately there is a lot of network marketing, and specifically in this town, Andy and I have been doing network marketing for a while, and we have seen a lot of individuals with 20, 30 years worth of experience. And they don't know how to talk about themselves.
Right. That's what I mean by that. I mean, old term, but it is that stifling moment that you're in the elevator or you're at a networking event. Correct. And you have to get your point across within 30 seconds, even probably less than that. You tell me.
Yeah. Oh, I've been a part of some organizations where I had 25 seconds. So if you think about that, how do you get an effective message out in 25 seconds and get it to resonate with at least one person to come talk to you afterwards?
Yeah, they know enough about you and your business to know that you're somebody they want to connect with, right? That's the goal.
Exactly, correct. And, you know, usually after Andy and I speak at these events, people come up to us. We usually have a couple of people lined up wanting to talk. The name gets them. They're thinking about marketing. They might need websites, social media help. Maybe they want a new brand. Maybe they want to start something new and go out on their own. And so, you know, we offer soup to nuts, everything you can imagine from a marketing company, but we look at it from what we determine and call foundational messaging. Getting a message that tells who you are, what you do, why you do it. And when we come back over to Troy and Heather and talk about them, hopefully what we're going to get out of that is some of those conversations that we've had with them over time. And we wanted to bring some of that on air to give the audience an understanding of what Andy and I do with one of our programs called Shoot the Gray Shits. Shoot the Gray Shits is a...
Shoot the shit. I know the phrase. No.
Shoot the gray shits.
I know.
Changed forever.
I know, but now I'm with you. Like,
exactly.
It took me a second. Like, that sounds vaguely familiar.
Exactly, right?
I know, because let's shoot the shit.
Exactly. Yeah. And so what ends up happening? You end up shooting the gray shits, as we will now say it from now on.
Absolutely.
And just learning about people. When we did it with Troy, it was really getting to know him as the founder of his organization and what they do. Why do they do it? And it, you know, his staff seems to be all on board with what the direction is and where we're going.
Clearly, as they show up in this gorgeous purple.
And you can already see the transition in some of the videos they're putting out online. And it's really, really awesome. It makes me want to watch those things more, that emotion, because it's real. And so again, if you look at Andy and I, go to our website, look at our business cards, our photos, and when Karen posts them online, our photos are from when Andy was in ninth grade.
Yes.
And mine is from 20 plus years ago in college. I have a huge afro and Andy has no hair.
Great.
And you know, we use that because when we hand it out to people, we want them to remember us. And so immediately I hand out my card and people say, whoa, look at that afro. That's not real. That's fake. And no, it's real.
Just
you know,
yeah.
And we don't Photoshop.
But now you have a conversation.
Exactly.
Again,
that's what
it's about.
Wouldn't
work for an attorney. Wouldn't work for a stuffy pleated pants, whatever industry, but for what you guys are doing, it has to be that, I'm going to use the word abrupt only because I'm lacking a better word, but it has to be that obvious because of who you are. It makes your customers and clients want to know more about you. So when you're out there speaking and teaching and educating and giving people an opportunity to get to know you, of course, they're going to come stand in line and want to have a chance to get to know you because everything you're doing embodies the message that you're going to help them and create for their business.
Right, exactly.
And what we hope to have happen when we show the business card and we talk about who we are and they see it, there's an immediate impression that gets created. And that's the impression that we want to then communicate to everybody else.
Excellent.
To understand that that quick impression is what's creating the conversation that we end up having.
Yep.
And I always hark back to a story that I can say through the internet capability here. I happened to be working with a storefront person, a potential prospect that we're talking to, that I'm talking to, and a local community banker walks into the room, into the store. And so because she's a storefront owner, she had to go see how she could help him. And it turns out he was just coming in to cold call, introduce himself. And she said, well, I really can't talk to you as I have this person pointing to me. And he looks at me. And he says, shit's gray. I had met him for about 2 minutes, 6 months prior to that moment of time.
Excellent.
And so it just kind of communicates very clearly that when you have something that's immediate an impression, you can create conversations. And so we ended up having a conversation. And so he wanted to know more about our business and what we could do. And so it's what we're trying to create is make it real. Our photos aren't Photoshop. I tell people, yeah, it's what I looked like yesterday. And of course, it really wasn't.
Well, kind of.
Because I had more hair then. But what we're trying to do is create that immediate impression and get people to understand that that's what branding is all about. Because
Bravo.
Once you get that impression going, then they want to know a little bit more about you.
It's working. Yeah, bravo.
And you know, when you ask the question about branding and marketing, I think there are a lot of... terms, there's scariness out there for certain business owners. I don't know marketing. What does it mean? How do I take care of that? And it is a lot of work. You have to figure out where your audience is, who you want to market to, and kind of work backwards from there. And so the answer is, I don't have to be everywhere all the time. The answer is, I need to be in front of the people who I align with, that when I do what I do, they're going to find it successful. They're going to find it enjoyable. And then the goal is for them to refer somebody else to us, you know, tell somebody else about Sage and Associates or Gray Shits. What do we do? How do we do it? And again, from that foundational point, it's all about being real, being genuine. And we have found with the clients that we work with, when we help pull that information out of them, because it's all up in their head, we're just re-putting the puzzle back together and then saying, hey, instead of talking about all this nonsense up here that you think you need to talk about, let's talk about this. And this should help connect you to the right client quicker, faster, and more cash at the end of the day.
There's got to be a sigh of relief when they finally hit that with your help. Like, oh my gosh, is it that easy? Like, I think we make it very complicated, don't we?
Yeah. Well, marketing is definitely not easy.
No, I'm not saying it's easy, okay. But with your help and guidance,
sure,
you can help take everything that's out of our brains and that we've been working on sometimes for 6 months, sometimes even before we launch, sometimes for years, and get it crystal clear for us. So that for me, I'm feeling like there must be this sigh of relief, like, oh my gosh, yes, this is what I've been trying to say for however long I've been at it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we helped an individual not too long ago. She's got multiple different businesses that she's working on. And after we did our Shoot the Gray Shits session with her, we just threw out everything she was doing and said, focus on you. You as the person. And when you as the person are promoting yourself and doing what you need to do, you can then funnel in all the referrals and everything that comes out of you being you into those five businesses. But right now, one person can't promote five businesses. Every time she was promoting the businesses, it was confusing. Who are you? Do I, you know, am I working with you on this or on that?
Got convoluted, yeah.
And we said, what do you want to do? And as we kind of became psychologists, advisors, just two ears listening, giving suggestions from a marketing and an advertising perspective, we just like blew her lid off. And we're going to be working with her in the next couple of weeks to kind of change her mindset and move forward. And it was like, you know, she teared up a little bit and I teared up a little bit. I was like, wow, that was really cool. Like, you know, and it was just a Shoot the Gray Shits session on a table doing random stuff.
And we did that recently for another client. And we started talking about the emotion of what he was trying to accomplish and how to use emotion to get some points driven in how he communicates to his potential prospects and clients. And we started talking about different stories, because what we end up doing in Shoot the Gray Shits session is that while we have a foundation and a premise to kind of get at information, we do find ourselves, based on words that are being said during the course of the conversation or key phrases that come out, we end up pivoting because we find things that come out of the conversations or the questions we ask and the probing that we do that kind of says, well, gee, you just said something that was really provocative. Let's kind of spend a little bit more time on that.
Yeah.
And when we did it with this one client, we started talking about different stories. And now this is a guy and men don't cry, quote unquote, but they can. And tears started welling up when we were talking about different stories. And we kind of like took a step back and said, we didn't mean for you to cry. No, no, no. This is really good.
Yeah. And it's that authenticity that you're speaking to.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Love it. So I know you, this is kind of the first time ever on Phoenix Business Radio, kind of a moment. You guys had a great idea to help really articulate the depth of the mindset that you help people understand when it comes to branding. So we've got a little game to play.
Yeah.
You know, that up for us?
How important is it for your brand to be visible, to be heard, to be seen? And think about it. Years ago, when I did presentations and lectures on marketing and branding, I would do a logo game. And you may have seen something similar where you'd see a portion of a famous logo, let's say. And the game is just, how many will you know? And often, you know, the easy ones, Nike people knew, Adidas they knew, but actually Starbucks was one that people called Oil of Olay. And so because we're on the radio, we don't have the ability to do a logo game and visual, but we do have an audio brand game. And so we want to be able to play that game now where we're going to play a sound. And Troy and Heather and Andy and even Karen, I'd like you guys to guess and see what company this is. And I'm going to give you a
Heather's all scrunched up. I haven't even heard the sound yet.
You will know them.
Got it.
So the premise behind this is we live in a technology world, right? And Visa announced about a year ago that they have spent 1 year, and I'm sure a lot of money on it, but they spent 1 year developing less than a second sound. So when we as consumers put our credit card into the machines, we're going to now hear the sound. And that sound's going to say, hey, guess what? You just had this fantastic transaction. Visa's great. And whatever they want you to know, but that your transaction was successful. So Karen, play number one right now so we can hear that.
All right. Bear with us here, folks. We're first time out.
So play that one more time.
You got it.
That sound is less than 1 second. And that is something they spent 1 year developing. So we as consumers now, our brains are going to become familiar with this. To play it one more time.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Let's get ready for the second
one. And then we'll go on to number two.
Okay. So you're standing at the machine, right?
You put your card in.
Card in and...
when it's approved, yeah, I just talked
instantaneous.
Over. Wow. Instantaneous. So let's go to the game now. Let's do number two.
That was just a practice one, Heather.
I know. I got all stressed out.
I was super nervous there. I'm like, I've never heard that sound in my life.
It's sounding exactly.
Now, just like Ray Schitz, you'll never forget it. Right?
I know every time I pull out a Visa card, eventually I'm going to hear that.
Yep.
I love it.
If I don't hear that, does it mean it was declined?
I don't know. They didn't say.
Okay. That's a womp.
Probably.
Womp.
You're right.
Yeah,
right.
All right. So
number two.
Are we guessing?
Yeah. Who? Anybody got it? Karen?
No, but I... Okay, wait, I let me do it again.
Yeah, I know the sound.
Of course
I
you do.
I know the sound.
Anybody? Anyone? Andy?
Intel.
Is it?
Oh!
Intel. Okay.
Good job. Right? It's been around for a long time. We see the commercials. It's stuck in our brains.
Okay.
Let's play number three.
All right. Oh my gosh, I'm having so much fun.
A network.
Oh,
close. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Yes.
Okay.
NBC. Good job.
All right. Give me five.
Old school TV, too.
Good job.
You know, I forgot to ask, like, if we guess more than anybody else, is there
do we win?
Yeah. Is there a prize? She got a high five. But...
a free Shoot the Gray Shit session.
Okay. I better. Nice. You're one
I'm
up. You're one up on Troy and I.
Yeah,
so,
I
although you're already
now.
Customer clients. So,
all right. Number.
Oh, sorry.
You want to put... That was number three. Play number four now.
I just wanted to hear that one again since she got the right answer. Okay, I'm taking over. All right, here we go. Number four.
McDonald's.
So right. Look at this. Everybody knows that one, right?
But Troy, but I think Troy gets the high five because he was before we were.
So let's just pause for a second. What I want our audience to understand is, Troy, how often do you go to McDonald's?
Not that often.
Okay. So I never really go to McDonald's yet. We know this advertising, this sound is out there. We see it everywhere. We hear it. And you don't realize it becomes a part of your memory. And when you think about branding, you got to think about how do people feel when they either see your logo, hear the music behind it, or walk into your establishment. That feeling is branding. And that's what we're trying to get everybody to understand, that you do want to put a little bit of time and effort into this because we want somebody like Troy, who never goes to McDonald's, to know the sound.
And I'm curious. So as a contestant on this show,
yes,
I might tell you about my emotion and see if it was the same for you. When I heard the sound with this one, it was familiar, but it wasn't until I heard the I'm loving it that I made the connection. Did that happen for you too?
I'm very familiar with these sounds. So
no, but I mean, for these guys, like I thought I knew.
Yeah. It sounded very familiar, but then it wasn't until the end that I'm like, oh, okay, I know that.
Interesting.
It's McDonald's.
I'll play it one more time just because it's so much fun and I get to hit more buttons than I usually get to. Love it.
And that's actually a Justin Timberlake version.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for bringing Justin into my studio because, you know,
really
we keep reaching out to him and we can't get him in here. So I'm just kidding.
Talk to glue.
Yes, right? Absolutely. All right.
All right, let's hear number five.
You got it.
Fox or MGM?
MGM.
Oh. What, Goldman? What are those?
Yeah, it's one of the big motion picture.
Yeah,
Century. I don't know. I'm sitting in the movie theater with my popcorn and my kids.
You're close. 20th Century Fox.
There you go.
I was kind of sort of. Can we share that?
Yeah, let's
good job.
Have a high five. I'm giving that to Troy.
Thanks, Andy.
Let's try number six. Let's move on. We got two more.
Brian's like, let's go, Karen. Don't have this much fun. I wanted you to have fun, but not this much fun.
Now, only if you have this product will you know.
It's like a cell phone, but I don't know which one, right? Am I right?
You are right.
This is just driving me insane.
Heather's like, it's...
Is it a cell phone service or the actual phone itself? It's
a major brand.
But I'm thinking like T-Mobile, Sprint, or Samsung.
Yes, close. You're very, very close in the same genre.
Like an iPhone kind of thing or like a Verizon thing?
Like, is it the service or the actual container? You know what I mean?
It's still driving me crazy.
Okay, one more time. We're getting way too technical.
One more time.
You got me.
Is it AT&T?
Nokia.
And that's been around for a long time, too.
Yeah.
That sound has been around for a long
time? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Seven, sir?
Last one.
Okay.
We'll see how many people use this service.
Skype.
Yay.
That's Karen is fantastic. On Skype often.
I am. That's how I communicate with my receptionist.
There we go.
They would be proud.
You already knew. You had your hands in the air.
I know.
In half a second.
But that's because I hear it several times a day.
Yeah.
Although that's more of like the ring.
That's the ring
tone.
Yes.
But yes, trust me. There's times where I don't want to hear that sound.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So, I got one point.
So, you know, what we're doing here is we have a room full of people. Everybody got at least one. So what it's just showing you is that this stuff is important. You know, this stuff is very important where if you don't have a visual to go along with it, you're playing an audio clip, an audio sound, and somebody's thinking about you, right? Your business, your brand. Coca-Cola's got them. Everybody's got something, right? And so we wanted to just do this kind of to open up a little bit more and understand when you're marketing and advertising yourself, when you're talking about branding. We also use the theory of the Super Bowl commercials, right? They spend in the last couple of years anywhere between $3 and $5 million for 30 seconds. That's crazy, but it works. All right. Here are companies spending lots of money on less than a few seconds of sound, right? Because they want us to consumers to hear the bell and, you know, go after their product or service. So why not create the same thing for you?
Like very Pavlovian. So
exactly right.
It's and like, ring a bell. Okay, I'm there.
And what I hear you saying is, while it's not easy to create these brands and these marketing platforms, whatever, it isn't just up to the multi-billion-dollar companies. You can help and do help the smaller business owners wherever they are in the spectrum to have that same clarity and that reticular activator that goes, you know, gets kicked in when we hear a name or we see a color or whatever it is, huh?
Exactly. Correct.
And that's actually an important part of what we're trying to communicate through this game. It's just to understand that you don't need millions of dollars to get a message clarity out there. What the point is and what we try to convey to our customers is it doesn't take that much to create some name and impression. As long as you continue to be consistent in that thought process, but recognize that you can do it quickly enough. And if you do it well, and if you do it consistently, then the rest of what you're then presenting and selling and offering becomes easier and more memorable to digest and then take opportunities to take advantage of it.
Because that's what with the McDonald's little jingle thing or part of one, that it was like, it even felt, you could feel it, an emotion. Mm-hmm. It brought back a memory. I'm thinking Happy Meals.
Yeah.
So, I mean, without even really connecting all the dots at that point, it's all like, oh, I had like a comforting feeling. It wasn't like a one of dread or something. Do you know what I mean? That's a positive feeling that they're putting out.
Right.
And over years and years.
If you go back and listen to that Visa one, you know, they had hundreds, if not thousands of different options. I'm not a music person. Troy, you're the closest to the music person here in the room, but the time and effort they put into the ups and the downs and making sure that it ends on a high pitch versus a low pitch. It's amazing. I listened to that Visa one 1,000 times myself and just kind of going, wow, like I feel energized. I feel good. It almost makes me want to just put my card out there and just spend money, which is what
their
Visa
dream
wants.
Comes it's working true, right?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. It's exactly what they want. So how do you as a business owner want your clients to just kind of keep handing you those checks type of thing?
Yeah.
Or using your services. That's what we're looking to do. That's what Gray Shits is about, and that's how we can help you. Maybe we could segue a bit into some of our programs.
That's what I wanted to ask. So how do you help people? Andy?
Well, I think, you know, if people do go through the Shoot the Gray Shits program, but we also offer different kinds of bundle packages, and we call it Get Gray Shits Done.
Oh my gosh, again.
It's endless, right?
Really, seriously, as much as we love that word, you could do...
Well, by the way, our newsletter that we e-blast out once a month, a couple times a month, we call it a piece of gray shits.
Oh my gosh.
Gotta have fun. You know what? And we actually had a couple of people on the email list that just responded back with an email saying, holy cow.
Holy
I
shit.
I love right? your name. Actually, they didn't want to swear. That's funny. But they said, David, we love your name. We love the company. You know, just keep it up. This is really funny. It made me laugh today. You know, and if we can make people happy for one day, I'm happy.
I mean, there's a reality to what we do. I mean, we're obviously very serious in terms of how we help, what we offer, and what we can do. But at the same time, we want to be able to convey that this is supposed to be fun. And one of the things that I tell Brian all the time is that when we created this name and the concept of what we wanted to try to create, it kind of rejuvenated me as a long-term marketer with many years of experience in doing what I've been doing. It sort of became fun.
Again.
I mean, I always loved what I do, but it became fun again.
That's when you know you've got the winning ticket. You've landed your dime.
Yeah, exactly.
So can you take us back again to Shoot the Gray Shits? Is that kind of the wreath on the door, the first opportunity to work with you? Is that what it is? Tell us a little bit more about that offering.
It's one of the things that we can do. We have two different entry-level type of programs, if you may. The first entry-level program is that we run workshops that are focused on your messaging. And we provide about 10 different best practices. We go through interactive activities. We get people within that group, the attendees, to come in to kind of practice their message. They don't know that they're practicing they're going to be practicing their message. And a lot of aha moments come out of this workshop. And it's all focused on how do you understand the importance of being able to present yourself in a manner that is quick, to the point, compelling, so that people want to learn and see more about who you are and what your company is all about. So that's one of our entry-level programs. Our Shoot the Gray Shits, as Brian and I have been talking about, is our other entry-level type program. And then we get into what we call the bundle packages of how we can help from a marketing and branding standpoint. We have different types of packages available under what we call the Get the Gray Shits Done program. Brian can take you through one of them.
Yeah, please.
Well, we have essentially it's just three levels. We're just trying to have some fun depending on budget level and how much, you know, you need from us. We have some clients who need the advice and the consulting and other clients that want us to take care of kind of the day to day. And we do everything from a little gray shits, which is our basic package, all the way through a whole lot of gray shits, which is essentially we're your external marketing department. And
I didn't know that you did that as well.
Right. And so we live in a world where we have so many entrepreneurs and business owners starting amazing companies and businesses, products and services, but they're not going to be able to afford $60,000 to $150,000 a year to hire somebody on. And, you know, you pay a little less for that, you're not going to get great service. So we offer an outsourced marketing option, which is our Get Gray Shits Done based on the level that you need. We just fill the gaps.
And some of those gaps can be anywhere from, I need a marketing plan, but I have a great webmaster that I work with, or I have a social media team that I work with.
Sure.
And so we can provide the content, creative guidance, the approach, the branding guidelines, and then oversee, if the client wants us to do, oversee what the executional process is all about, or we can actually do the execution as well. On an ongoing basis and all the analytics that come with understanding what marketing is doing for you. So it all depends on where the client is, what they're comfortable with, what their gaps are, and how we can then fill in those gaps.
What I love so much about what you offer and how you offer it is that it really is about me, the client. And the last maybe 6 years, I've seen too many kind of done for you marketing offers from people with the intention from their perspective as the marketing expert to automate and make it easy and have a bigger cash flow.
Right.
But they forgot about me, the client, really. And I mean, that does work for some people, I'm sure. But right. I can see how you would be of great value to your clients because you've got obviously the basic framework, but depending on where we're at in our growth and where we are in our branding and marketing, you can plug in and take us to that next level.
Yeah, we want to partner with our clients. You know, we've talked with some people that, you know, want to work with us, and ultimately, at the end of the day, we don't really want to work with them. Their products or services are not in line with what we believe in. You know, we want people to be passionate about what they do. Meeting with Troy and his team, it's unreal, the passion that they have for what they do in real estate. We have people from life coaches to other technology companies that we're working with, that the passion is there and they love it. And it's so much nicer and easier to work with those people. And again, as I said, we want to partner. We want to act as if we're at the table with you as the owner and working to that next best opportunity, whatever it might be. Do you need to sell another widget, or do you need to hire another employee? And we need to make sure that the idea of who the company is and what they are and where they're seen, all of that stuff, is what people will associate with. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's so much fun. I really like doing it. We talk with so many people doing so many different things. And again, it's about listening. It's really about listening and hearing what the client's needs are, and then offering up lots of solutions and ideas. And just saying, okay, we'll zig and zag where we need to based on budget, time, you know, manpower, all of that stuff.
Great.
And one of the other things, just to quickly wrap up this type of thought process, is that we work hard with our clients to understand one particular premise, which is the words, the thoughts, the communications, the marketing efforts that need to be done need to be stated in a way that customers understand it, not the words that you think you need to understand, but the words that your customers understand. So we spend a lot of time helping our clients understand their words, their target audience's words, not what we think they should be hearing, but what they want to hear. Mm-hmm. So we do spend time on that.
And if I can chime in, because it's a beautiful thing about the partnership that we all have in this room right now, is that you guys effectively brought our message into that short form, I think. Mm-hmm. And because it's something that we're very passionate about as part of real estate, but it's also something that can be hard to express concisely. And I know it's through conversations with Troy that you really found out the core of what makes him tick in this industry. Mm-hmm. And you were able to just make it this short and sweet, beautiful thing that can be relayed quickly to people, and they understand from just that point what
Definitely.
We're about and how
Thank
we're
you.
Different.
Thank
and
you.
I just thought that was awesome because it came out of just conversations with you guys.
Correct. Yeah. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, since we've been working with you guys since the beginning of the year, the videos that we've seen you put out, even you, Heather.
Even me.
Even you.
I don't know what
if
that
Heather
meant.
Heather went into it.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, actually, I think she's got some of the better videos. That's why
she
I say
does.
Even,
okay.
even her,
late.
Like
Too
recently.
Nice cleanup.
No.
So... You know, it's fun to see a client, how they change, you know, and then they start getting more excited. And really what we told the team was, what are your passions, right? Don't BS people. We can all read through it. If you don't like doing a certain thing, then don't talk about it. But if you love organizing, and I don't remember which person it was. Is Heather the organizer? Are you the organizer?
I
Heather?
Attempt.
Okay.
I was a moving one.
Right.
Moving
right.
disaster.
So she put together a great video that kind of just showed what's involved in moving and different tips and ideas and being very genuine. And she, you know, it was just a great overall video that I believe people could view and assimilate and associate and say, you know what? I kind of want to work with that team. And
Love
that's
it.
What we're looking to do.
So I know that you've brought Sage and Associates for a reason. Let's keep going on this conversation.
Yes.
And who are they? I'm going to let you guys just have this. We're kind of modeling a conversation, right?
Yes.
Go for it. And I'll chime in where I can.
Sure. So, you know, what we wanted to do today was allow the audience to kind of hear a little bit of how Andy and I work, but also give Troy and the team an opportunity to talk about what they do, some of the experience. We didn't tell them to say good stuff about us. We promise.
It just comes out.
If we've done our job, they're going to be genuine. If we haven't done our job, number one, I would think they wouldn't be here. And number two, we'll see what comes out of this. But, you know, what Andy and I have learned over the last couple of years working together is sitting at a table, square, round, or oval, doesn't matter. But we just love talking with people. We love pulling that information out. What ticks? What makes them tick? Where do they want to go? Who do they want to be? Type of stuff. And so with that, you know, we were introduced to Troy Sage, who's with us today, as we introduced, Sage and Associates. And we have one of his real estate partners here, Heather Schaefer. And so what we did with Troy a couple of months ago was had some conversations, just understanding who Troy is and what makes him tick. And as the leader of Sage & Associates, it's got to start with Troy. And what we're now hearing and seeing, we haven't heard from Troy saying, hey, I've relayed all of your messaging to my team, but it sounds like he's done a great job, which is awesome. We work with a couple of people on the team and then they kind of spread the message to everybody else. And all of this came down because Andy and I sat at a table with Troy, actually a couple of times now, and just started asking him, who are you? What do you do? Tell us some of your background. Let's see if we can bring some of that into the mix of what you're talking about. Because, well, like Andy said earlier, there's a million, if not more, real estate agents. So how do you choose which one you go to? You want to go to your brother, your sister, your mother, your uncle, your friend? Or do you want to go kind of outside that world of the family just in case and work with professionals who really want to help you? And I know personally, I fell in love with the idea of what Troy and his team does from a real estate perspective, and we'll get into some of that. During this Shoot the Gray Shits session, we wanted to bring a little bit of it here to the studio and let the audience hear. So with that, we're going to just kind of get into an open conversation and kind of say, hi, Troy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, man.
Good. Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm great.
Great.
I want to add that, first of all, we drove out today for this from Temecula, California.
Woohoo!
And not just to meet you and be on the radio, but I have a great deal of love and compassion for you guys. What you've done in a very short period of time in interviewing me, allowing me to work with my team, implementing ideas that you gave us, has really added a continuity amongst the team. We don't have to play the standard realtor role anymore because this guy down the street says, oh, blah, 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 blah. And one of the things I've preached for 30 years in this business is if we are just ourselves, we will attract the people we want to work with.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was an Alliance situation where you came up and started talking to me. And when you did, all I could remember was your name of the business, not even your name. And then when we started the whole conversation over the phone, because I wasn't here in the Phoenix area, it lasted a long time. And it just peeled that onion back of who we really are, what we're trying to accomplish. And I've worked with other companies, and I have to tell you, you guys are hands down, I am the most comfortable with and I have the most faith in.
Thank you.
So well, I appreciate that, but let's, and I appreciate back that up. Very much.
So the testimony will be for the information.
Yeah, which is great. We are very appreciative of that, but let's kind of back it up and just tell a little bit about who you were when we first met and what you're all about. Just talk a little bit about Sage, your history a little bit, and some of the things that are important to you.
And your back. So give us your background, history, education, views, anything in there that you would as if we were talking to you.
Oh, so let's just kind of talk about the conversation that we had.
Right.
You asked me, you know, when did you get into real estate? And I got in really on a dare or a joke when I was 20 years old living in the suburbs of Detroit. And I was basically told, you'll never make any money in this. And I did. You referenced being a musician. I've been a musician since I was 6 years old. So it was always a way to make money to go in the studio or to tour or to buy more gear with. As we peeled the onion back further in our conversation, my big why is I like to help people. And in helping people, we've added and implemented new things in our business that I'm not sure if anyone else is doing or not.
When you say you want to help people, how do you want to help people? Why?
You know, I think this goes back to a very young age is like, I really like to see people smile. I like to see people happy. And if there's a way that I can give to them and be of service to them to help them get to wherever they need to get and something I can help them with. You know, why? I don't know. I just like to do it.
Well, we do have a bit of a joke that he has a cape that he puts on from time to time.
Yes.
But because, and it's that solid gold heart that he will whip out, you know, put the cape on, help somebody prepare their house, you know, help them clean out, paint, lay tile, whatever, as contractors, part of his history as well. So he brings all that to the table.
And that was one of the things in the conversation when we had Troy brought up to us about exactly that. If he needs to go in and paint a wall, lay some tile, move a toilet, he'll do all of that stuff. And I'm going back through my memory thinking, I don't know any other real estate agents that are willing to do that unless it's in their best interest.
Right.
And in
right.
this case, it's not so much in Troy's best interest as it is to make right on the customer client that's saying, hey, I need help. Exactly. I've got to get out of my house. Troy, because of lack of time, he told us a number of stories, exactly what he did, laying the tile, painting, how he was able to get somebody $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 more money for the sale of their home because he actually took out of his own pocket the money needed to make the upgrade. And we really, we prodded him on that a little bit more to understand what does that mean? Because again, I've never heard of a real estate agent taking money out of their own pocket to help somebody get their house in order to sell it, which means the team's right. got to feel good enough about the person and the home that they know they're going to make the sale. And again, in those conversations, we pulled a lot of that out of Troy and asking about the team. And that's one of those big things as a real estate agent. We said, okay, so you're really going to do what it takes. Not like everybody else that says they're going to do what it takes. If the match is right, you will do what it takes and you have proof to show that. So let's use that proof. So, you know, we'll make some notes and say, in the future, we want to expand upon how you helped people. There's messages within that to say, here's a story about Shelly that we helped. She's 68 years old. Her husband passed away. And we got the referral from the kids to help sell the home. And Heather's over here shaking her head, which is...
That's the case. Yeah.
I remember there was a story he told us that had those right. similarities. So
exactly.
I may not be correct.
What was that story?
There's several of them. Matter of fact, we're dealing with a situation very similar right now in Peoria. This beautiful woman who has no family left needs to sell her house. And I was at her place about a week ago, and it's absolutely amazing property, but it's 40 pounds of stuff in a 5-pound sack. Mm. She has very large Ethan Allen furniture in a very small place. Mm. So what I told her, I said, I have no problem having my team and I come out and we will help you pack all your stuff. She's in her 80s. Okay. Mm. So let's help pack your stuff. Let's get it safe and secure. Let's get it in storage. Let's get you to your next destination. I think part of my why is that the general perception or the general public perception is a real estate agent sits back on their butt, lights a cigar, sits at a desk and makes a bunch of money. And that's not reality. Even if I'm not doing what we do by going that extra step, there's a lot of work that's done in the background. The last thing I need is an individual that really needs help that can't physically or financially do it, be stuck. Right. I think that's unfair to them.
Right.
So why not step up? Do I make any extra money off of it? Not really. The bottom line is that if we can get 10 grand more for the home, even our commission, come on, what's 3 or 4 or 5% of 10 grand? If I'm going to put in 30, 40, 60, 80 hours of helping them.
Yep.
It's like pay it makes forward me feel kind good. Of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
and,
there to truly
and my
help.
Theory has always been if we help one person and they tell two people
exactly.
that we really have a heart and it's just not about the money, then that's great. Because if we jerk someone around, I would expect them to tell 100 people or blast me on social media that I'm an idiot.
Exactly.
Here's something else that I just heard you said that I really want to kind of probe a little bit more. You said the heart. And I remember hearing when we first started talking about this, that you guys write what's called letters of the heart. So kind of explain what do you mean by that word heart and letters of the heart?
So our letters of the heart, and what I mean by heart is deep in our soul and who we are. So why do we always have to have that perception of just business, mm-hmm. right? So why can't we, like you guys have discussed, why can't we just be us? So our, and then if this person over here doesn't like me, that's fine. And this person does like me, we can work together. We're probably walking that same kind of path.
Right.
Well, when it comes to our letters of the heart, we found it important to not just myself, but every team member pick a month and they're going to write something personal. An experience that they've had. Mm-hmm. So one that I use, for example, I grew up in the suburbs of Detroit and we used to go to the cider mill every year. It was a school event. It was a field trip. Well, living in California, I couldn't find a cider mill. And when I finally found one, it was so exciting to me to live that childhood memory, to go have fresh cider, fresh donuts, so on and so forth, mm-hmm. that I just shared that experience. And at the end of every letter of the heart, we do ask our readers, and it goes to our sphere and anyone on our mailing list to please let us know if you've had an experience or want to share an experience. And every time we send one out, some of them we have massive response and others, you know, we might get 3 or 4 emails
right.
that say, hey, great story. And oh, matter of fact, the one about the cider mill, I had a past client say, we didn't do the cider mill. We went somewhere. I can't remember what it was, but we went somewhere else. It was a yearly trip for the family and it's traditional now. It's third generation they do this.
That's awesome.
I like to do that so people know that we're human.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
It's so on the same page with what you guys are helping our team accomplish. because it's like taking it to the next level. Yes, we do the letter of the heart, and it is really powerful when people receive that, but taking it to doing short videos of, you know, what you don't know about me, or, you know.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So
it's scary what you ask us to do. Let's be honest. As a business owner, it's very scary to like not just run the business platform, sure. stick your heart out there and allow it to be stabbed.
Yeah.
But the reality is, if you get past that fear, our business has changed in this very short period of time.
Right.
We're not dealing with the, hey, what are you going to charge for this? What are you going to do for this? Hey, how come you don't do this? How come you don't wear this? How come? And it's like, it's instant connection with people.
Awesome.
Which makes life.
Here's another question that I just want to ask. You've been based in Southern California. You've done a really good job of making that business work really hard on you and your team's behalf. What prompted you to think about Arizona and the Valley as a market opportunity?
It was a personal decision, honestly, at first. My family's been out here for over 23 years. My sister and I have wanted to work together for a long time. And she surprised me over a year ago and said, I'm going to get my license. And I said, well, if you do, here came the challenge, right? I'll get my broker's license out here and I'll work with you. So it started out personal. My sister and I have become extremely close in the past 10 years. And that was the original gut of why to come out here. Then when I started to dig through the marketing or the market data, I like it here in Arizona for me personally. There are a lot of people that have been here for a very long time and they like it also. It made sense. There's people leaving California right now. So as a business owner, it made serious sense to establish a brand out here, to get my team established out here, still have my team in California, and give people the same service that we give them in Temecula, Murrieta area in California.
Awesome. So in that conversation, when we learned that you wanted to essentially open up an office in Arizona, we had the conversation saying, this is a perfect time to potentially update the brand, to talk about who you guys are and what you do, that if Arizona needs an identity, what does that mean for California? Does California's identity, is it different? Is it the same? And in these conversations, we talked and said, now is the perfect opportunity, that move. We do the same thing with commercial real estate agents, telling them, hey, if you know businesses that are going to be moving soon, this is a great time to make this change within that business.
Right.
You as an agent can help the business move forward. And so with that, we had conversations asking you guys why, as you said, you just told us. And we said, hey, here's an opportunity to make the change to the name. What kind of name do you want to be known for in Arizona? Could that name be used in California? Could we use the same new brand, the new logo in both places? And if so, now you can become a national opportunity because it's consistent. You have one name, one message, and branding to go along with that. And I think it was a perfect opportunity, and we rolled it all out. If I am correct, March 1st is when we rolled out, hey, we've made the change. Sage and Associates have taken it from there and expanded into Arizona as well. So in talking, this was an opportunity to provide Troy and the team with what they wanted to do, which was expand. And just listening to these things, we want to offer those solutions of now is a great time to do it. So you're not coming to Arizona, working for 6 months, 8 months, a year, and then making that change. Now, sometimes that might be the right answer. But right now, in the conversations we had with you guys, this seems like the best case scenario.
And for me, it was about continuity.
Yeah.
When I talk about I have a team, and we talked about this during several conversations, that means everyone on my team works together
right.
with me. So nobody on my team is a lone ranger. So if Heather has a listing in Temecula, California, their clients meet me. It's not the phone call or the email, oh, the boss is calling. There must be a problem.
Right.
And we walk them down this path together. Well, it didn't make sense to me to have a lack of continuity between two states.
Gotcha.
And you guys helped bring that to fruition because I had no idea what we were going to do with the old name.
Good, good.
So since you've been looking to create the name with our help, and I appreciate what you've been saying, tell us a little bit about how it's starting to make a difference in how you're communicating and how you present yourself to potential people looking to buy and sell a home. Tell us a little bit about some of those activities that have been going on.
With just the name change?
With the name change and everything about what you're trying to create, what's been the reaction and how has it started to help you create more opportunities with more customers?
That's a really good question. I'm glad you didn't give me the questions before I showed up, because you're catching me without having an answer. I don't know if the name change has made big difference in California, because the old name was just my name,
right?
Troy Sage Team.
Right.
Right. But I have had some people say, what's this associates mean? And it's allowed me to remind them that the people on my team, they're my partners.
Yep.
They're realty partners. Nobody on my team will ever just be called a salesperson or an assistant or some demeaning name.
Mm-hmm.
We all invest in this together.
Right.
So it has solidified that for us, and it has created some conversation, more so in Arizona, because California already had the name in there, but it has helped us with the rest of the team members. And I don't know, Heather, has it made you feel more part of, or I don't know?
It has, actually. I mean, it's given us a bit of a identity as the team side of it, to know from the colors that we share, but it has brought us together under one message, one logo, one set of colors, and we kind of know our base now. And we knew it all along from our conversations, but again, it's going to a recognizable short form kind of identity, mm-hmm. that has just, it's really created something that we can grab hold of. Awesome. And we feel passionate about it, and we believe in it, as we always have. But you've just given us so many more forums to explore. Awesome.
And
the reach
logo,
out to.
I have to tell you, is intense.
You guys
did a great job on the logo. And I drive around both the greater Phoenix area and the Temecula Valley area, and our signs pop.
Nice.
Our signs pop.
Good, good.
So
let's go back a little bit, and just prior to obviously us helping you in the changes and such, what were some hurdles, maybe some failures, some things that you guys looked and said, we think we need to make a change. We're not sure, but you know, kind of let's just talk about some of those issues, those concerns that were brought up to say, I think we need to do something, which led you to doing something. Failures, hurdles, anything like that?
Failures, that's a pretty big word.
Well, within the real estate industry in the last couple of years,
I've had a lot go wrong.
And yes, we've talked about a lot of, you know, in the 6 or 7 hours we've had conversations. Maybe just grab one story, one thing. You know, I'd really got to rack my brain to think about one of the stories you told us. But in all, what we're trying to do is get the audience to understand we've all got these problems and issues. We all have the failures. We all have the successes. But, you know, I know personally, when I hear these personal stories, these testimonials, it really makes it real to say, aha. Okay, here's somebody else that went through that. If they did it, I can do it, and use some of those suggestions and ideas that you guys came up with to make that change. So,
and to me, looking at it is a little bit chicken and the egg, because I know Troy's core values and his commitment, dedication. It's just beyond anything. I haven't met anyone that dedicated. I know they're out there in every industry, but I appreciate the cape when it comes out. It's amazing to see that connection with clients as well. But you guys have really just, I can't say it enough, and it's not just to pump you up, though it sounds like I'm pumping you up. But you have brought everything he is to life. I guess the picture's clearer and more recognizable. And so I'm not sure, maybe it's just a beautiful partnership from what everybody brings to the table. But you guys were amazing in saying that we had all the parts, and somehow you helped us kind of reconfigure things so they were more powerful and they were reaching more people.
Well, let me kind of probe a little bit, and I appreciate that, but let's probe a little bit. There was something going on other than looking to come to Arizona. You have a base in California. What else was going on that kind of prompted you to say, I need to think about things differently than I have been? Are there those types of moments in how you've been able to, you know, you get to a point in any business, people, we all get to a point where, how do we take it to another level? But sometimes to recognize how to take it to another level, you need to understand the level that you're at, and that it's not growing, or you don't have the capability, you're not sure how to take it to the next level. Can you think about, because we did talk about this, what was going on in the business to
There's
say,
a right answer then. Do you remember?
I'm trying to remember back, and we've talked so much. And you guys know me well enough to know now that when there's a failure that hits me or the team or business-wise, it's just a challenge. And I learned to grow from that. I can't remember a specific event. I remember talking to you guys about, you know, I'd done marketing in the past. I had other companies work with us. I spent a whole lot of money and got zero results.
But we're already seeing results.
Yeah, I think we met at a perfect time because I was kind of just all over the place.
But it's a huge responsibility. Sorry to interrupt. No. A huge responsibility to take on marketing. Mm-hmm. And when that's, you know, half of his job, then he's not able to do the real estate part of the job, which is his core.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
So I think that was just when we were expanding to Arizona is when you kind of took a look at things and was like, okay, I'm managing two teams, two states, two regulations, two of everything. Yeah, we need somebody to do marketing.
Andy's trying to nail home a point.
Well, I know. I know.
This is what we do in our sessions. You made a comment all over the place, mm-hmm. or Heather did. So not that we may have a lot of time on air right now to kind of probe, but this is what we do in our sessions, which is, okay, I just heard a phrase all over the place that I would then want to spend the next 10 to 20 minutes talking about. We don't have that type of time. But when you do say all over the place, help me to explain that.
With my business?
Yeah.
Okay, we had multiple contact management systems. We had different ad campaigns running. One of the things that I did years ago before it became the big buzzword was I had Google Ads I ran. Mm-hmm. And stupidly didn't realize you could set up a bank and an amount. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking probably 2006, 2007. And I went through $3,000 in a week.
Whoa.
And I didn't have $3,000. I thought it was going to be, I don't know, a couple $100.
Yeah.
I'll sell a couple homes, make it happen. So definitely made that mistake. There's a lot of stuff. And I'm a thinker. I don't sleep much. So at night, I analyze my day personally, professionally, write out goals for the next day, my gratitude list, and rock out the next day. So there's so much that we talked about. Mm-hmm. And now you've got my head rolling again going. And I'm one of those guys that after we get past something, I push it aside. I forget about it.
So to wrap this section up, there's one additional thing that we talked about in those sessions, just hearing from you and the team. And part of some of the messaging that we've created is talking about how you guys are the source for credible education. And as real estate agents, I think the education that comes along with understanding what to do, how to do it, and why to do it is a point that not everybody does. And it's something that you guys have taken a hold to say, let me show you how to pack a house. Let me show you how to move a house. Let me show you how to get your house ready. Here are three steps to do it very affordably. You can go to Home Depot for $50 or whatever it is and paint this wall and do this thing. And so that's another topic in the conversations we had over time, hearing you talk about education and how you want to educate people to make the best decisions within real estate. That's another point that I think is very big. And, you know, we put it in your vision and your mission to talk about it. And the goal there is to also start putting out more education. We've already seen team members putting out different videos, different content, kind of explaining all these different things. And I remember we had a phone call where I think I just randomly said, hey, I think you guys should start doing, you know, if you're going to do these hashtags, why are you doing random hashtags? We need to do hashtags that are what your business is. So we came up with Sage Sales, Sage University, Sage, do you remember the other ones? I can't remember all of them. But now,
you have to ask Caitlin.
Now on every post, you know, we're seeing if it's relative to the University of Education, it's Sage University. If it's, hey, we've got an open house and we're going to sell something, it's Sage Sales. And so now we've got consistency behind the messaging. And we've already seen, again, everybody jumping on board and using this effectively. It will take time. This is not something overnight that all of a sudden people are going to go, oh, boom, I'm going to go to work with Sage. You're building up the reputation and then people understand who you are, what you do, and why you do it. And then the phones start ringing. And I love what you said, that you guys are really starting to work with the people, the right people. You're getting to choose who you want to work with as well. And they're not doing the things that I think is every business owner out there is listening. You know, the kind of the bitching and the complaining and talking about the stuff that's really not important, though they think it's important. And you're trying to say, look, I'm trying to get you 2% more in your house. I'm trying to get you more money, whatever that might be. And Sage and Associates is the team that you want to call and work for. I'd like to give out their email address and website, which is, do you know what your website is, Troy?
It is sageandassociates.net.
Good job. Yeah. Just want to make sure.
Right, yeah. Answer. Yeah.
Or you can reach Troy at troy@troysage.com. So if you have any need for real estate here in the Phoenix metro area or Temecula, California, give Troy and his team a call. Yeah. Any questions?
Thank
Karen,
you.
Did you like that? What did you think?
I loved it. So yeah, it's just a mini session of, right, what?
And we had to cut him off and try to like reel it back in just because
I really can relate to what Troy said, because I'm the same way. If I've overcome a challenge or an obstacle, it's gone. It's out of my mind. So it was fun to watch Andy like probe a little bit just for the sake of role playing and modeling here for our listeners. But I'm like you. I'm like, hey, look, been there, done that. I'm already on to the next thing. So right. Exactly. I have no idea. I don't want to go back. But that was fun. And it really does give us a glimpse of the conversation, because that's really what I'm seeing is taking a deep dish dive into who your clients are, what makes them tick, what are some of the obstacles, and listening to Andy's point for what are some of the key words or the essence of who you are, and how do we build that into a brand or expand on a brand that if it's already existing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
One of the other things real quick that we also look at is the passion that people end up conveying in what they're saying, even if it's on the phone, as it was with Troy in a couple of our discussions, or with people that we talk about, we meet specifically in person. And sometimes it's not just the words that we pick on, it's the expression that goes behind the words. Mm. Brian mentioned before one of the examples of somebody that we work with that had multiple different businesses trying to figure out, you know, what's on first, who's on second. It became clear that there was a passion behind some of the words and thoughts when she started kind of articulating that. So that's also part of what we try to get out of these conversations.
Mm-hmm. And all in all, we just like to have fun.
You know, that's clear.
We really want to have fun. We want to make sure that our clients are being seen in the best light. And, you know, Andy and I, we tell stories generally in our first session, so people really get to understand who we are. And I think we could wrap up the show by ending on those stories. And, you know, my story of why I do what I do is because I'm the youngest of three. I've got two older brothers, and they constantly told me when I was younger to shut up, sit down, be quiet. There's the corner. Go talk to the wall. It really wants to hear from you. And I guess at a younger age, it was something that I didn't realize was something that was going on. Yes, I was upset because I was young. But many years ago, I went through my own classes to kind of understand who I am and what I do and why I do it, kind of as a marketing professional with a background in graphics. And, you know, I realized I am exactly where I need to be. I love climbing to the top of Camelback Mountain and shouting Sage and Associates, talking about Sage and Associates or any of our other clients, because not that it's because my brothers pushed me down, but I think they actually made me stronger without realizing it. And not knowing what marketing and advertising was back when I was younger, this really all started for me when I was about 8 years old. And from there, I haven't looked back. I've always been in it, marketing and advertising. I love what I do. I love helping people like Troy and Heather and the team. And, you know, it makes it easy. Andy's got his own story as well.
Yeah, it's funny how you don't realize how certain things happen in your life to kind of give you a sense of direction. And I go back to ninth grade and I tell this story. I was taking a public speaking course, and the teacher in this course told us, nobody cares when you ask the question, so how are you? Nobody cares to hear what, you know, I'm doing fine or I'm sick or whatever. Nobody really cares. What they do care about is value. Now, in ninth grade, I don't know if I remembered 100% of those words or that type of thinking, but it kind of stuck with me that somewhere along the line, people want to hear value. And eventually I got into advertising, worked in Madison Avenue, enjoyed that life. And at one point in time, one of my supervisors said to me, you get along so well with the marketing people that we work with that maybe someday you should think about going into the marketing area. And of course, I said to her, are you saying that I need to look to leave? No, she didn't. She was quick to say, no. But I did take her up on it. Eventually, I jumped the fence from advertising to marketing, and I love it to death. And it always harked back to me, this thought process that what I really want to do and how I want to help others is offer value. And I thought I could do a better job of offering value to people through a marketing career, not just specifically an advertising career. And that's how I've continued to kind of think through every time that I'm talking to a client or a prospect and to Troy and his team is, am I offering value? Do they get a sense of what we're trying to do for them?
We do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Clearly.
Thank you.
Yeah. Really fun conversation today. Great segment. We typically tend to wind down right at the top of the hour, but I'm writing notes to them. We don't have a hard stop. So let's keep going
because
it's
roll,
such
baby.
Juicy information and so important. So I want to thank you guys for being on Phoenix Business Radio X. And to Troy's point, to make the time to come out to Arizona outside of what Sage & Associates is doing for your clients and your real estate practice, but to support the people who've been supporting you. It's clear that passion and love is reciprocal amongst everybody. So thank you for being willing to come and help them tell their story as we also get to shine a light on your business as well.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. So if you want to know more from Andy and Brian from Gray Schitz Branding and Marketing, sign up for their Piece of Gray Schitz newsletter.
Yes.
Finding all the Gray Schitz you need for marketing. I've never said the word shit more on air.
It's kind of fun, right?
It is a lot of fun. I love it.
Seven deadly
and
words.
Of course, you can find them all on social media channels at Gray Schitz. Connect on LinkedIn or certainly contact them. info@grayschitz.com/dotmarketing. So it's spelled, dot. Listen, I'm reading my little script that you left for me.
Grayschitz.com/dot,
and that's GrayShitz dot, not dot, dot marketing. And then your website, grayschitz.com/marketing.
Correct.
Andy, something else?
No, I just wanted to make sure that, how to communicate to us to get more information. It's grayschitz.marketing. And it's GrayShitz.marketing or info@grayschitz.marketing.
Excellent.
Thank you, Andy. You've been listening.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Andy. Dun, dun, dun.
We knew that sound.
We're back around. Dun,
dun, Karen, dun. I just want to let you know we are willing to come back and play more games with you.
Okay. Well, we'll have to talk about that and I'll have to ask my husband if that's okay. Okay. It's time to close the show.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.